Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1. Justin Moore, you look like I need a drink. It's 8:09, 65 degrees on the morning kickstart. I'm Malia. We're on our way to a high of 82 degrees today. More clouds and sun. A chance for scattered thunderstorms later on today and into tonight. But right now, we have a guest in the studio. I wanted to introduce you to Bob Collin. Correct?
Colin.
I said it wrong again. Well, welcome, Bob. Thank you for coming today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are here to tell us about The Wall That Heals. And this is a traveling Vietnam memorial, which is a replica of the wall in Washington, D.C. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's 254 feet, so it's half the size.
Okay.
And but it has all the 58,000 names on this wall.
Okay, so the print's just a little bit smaller to get everybody on there and make sure that they're honored.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I was able to go to Washington, D.C. Several years ago now, and I was able to see the Vietnam Memorial and the World War II Memorial, and they are so impressive. I can't imagine that this will not be as impressive. Just to see, I mean, 250 feet is a pretty big wall. Yeah. As it is. Now, this is a traveling exhibit to honor Vietnam veterans, which you yourself are a Vietnam veteran, correct?
That is correct.
And what time period did you serve in?
I was in the military 68 and 69.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your service to our country. I appreciate that. And you also wanted to... Well, first of all, let's tell people when and where they can see this wall that's traveling around the country.
All right. The wall will be arriving at the Newton Speedway on the 28th of September. At 10:30, they will bring the wall in on I-80 with a motorcycle escort. They'll come in to 235, come down through the middle of Des Moines, and then swing around onto 80 again and back into Living History Farms.
Okay.
And then the wall will have a brief media time, and then we'll set the wall up.
Okay, so this is I imagine that this is in sections that'll be on several trucks, or...
It is on one truck.
It's on one truck,
yes,
okay.
Yes, and I have union people from John Deere that will be setting it up and putting it and tearing it down.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So that gives people the opportunity to not only see it once it's installed, but maybe see it arriving and be a part of that, or at least be aware of when it's coming in.
Absolutely. We're kind of hoping that there'll be people on the overpasses, you know, waving flags and, you know, taking videos and...
Yeah, that'll be nice. So, okay, again, that's coming in to Newton near the Speedway, you said?
It'll be at the Speedway, and they're going to meet there, and then they'll leave from the Newton Speedway around 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the motorcycle escort.
All right. So that'll be going 80 to 235, and then around on 80 again to the Living History Farms.
Correct.
Okay. And that's at 11121 Hickman Road in Urbandale, in case you were wondering exactly where that is, if you have not been to Living History Farms. But a lot of folks have. I am fairly new to the area. A year ago, I might not have known exactly where I needed to go to see it. So that's why I do share information like that. There may be some other folks who are new to the area. So you also wanted to, you have family here in Marshalltown, is that correct?
I do.
You do.
And I also had a couple of friends from Marshalltown, Dick Westberg and Randy Mast, who their names are on the wall. They were both killed in Vietnam. And so that was part of the reason that I got involved with this whole program. The one thing with this wall is that people will not be able to bring a piece of paper and scribble the names on the wall. There will be a form that they can fill out. Then that will be sent to Washington, D.C. There's a lady out there. She's 80-some years old. And she has a group of volunteers. They will then go do the name and send it back to you.
And you're talking about with tissue paper to do the etching of the names off of the walls.
That's
because
correct.
This is a traveling exhibit, it's not made of the same material that the original memorial is made of, I'm assuming.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, and that's good. Is that information on how to do that, is that available on the website? Do you know?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But it will be at the information truck when they arrive at the wall.
Okay, so if you go to visit the wall, which I encourage everybody to do, it's going to be September 29th through October the 2nd. It'll be available to be viewed, correct?
Yes, okay. And it's free admission. We're also going to have some great speakers. One, Governor Branstad will be there on Thursday morning. Also, the Lieutenant Governor will be there. Then we'll be having Larry Spencer, who was a Vietnam POW for 7 years, and he will be giving a little talk, and he's very good. On Friday morning, we're going to have a wreath laying and some other things going on Friday. Saturday morning, we're going to have a Vietnam veteran, Ed Rohner, and he talks as if he's on the other side of the, he's a name on the wall, so he talks from the other side of the wall and gives a perspective what that might be like.
Wow. I imagine that's a very powerful speech there.
Yep. And then on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., we'll be having a military tribute concert.
Well, that's a lot of great activities. And now that schedule of events, I'm assuming, is on the website.
Yes.
Okay.
All there.
And that is at teamwelcomehomeiowa.com.
Yep.
And they also have a Facebook page. So if you wanted to get that information, I have posted links to both of those things on our blog at kixweb.com. It's an easy way to get to it. It's our, I think it's the most recent blog post on our homepage at kixweb.com. So that'll link you to the website and the Facebook page for this event. I think it's really great that this is happening. And Bob, I want to thank you so much for coming and talking to us about this opportunity. One more thing you got?
One more quick
thing. Absolutely.
If they want to volunteer or make donations, they can go to the website and it'll lead them to those places.
Okay. And that's at teamwelcomehomeiowa.com. Thank you so much, Bob, for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.